بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoint on the occasion of Imam Mahdi's birth anniversary.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, first of all, I would like to congratulate you, dear brothers and sisters, on the auspicious Eid, which is the full of hope and promise for all faithful people. I also congratulate all those who believe in the leadership of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, household, and all those who fight oppression, as well as all vigilant, knowledgeable, and free-seeking people. The 15th of Sha'ban is a day that is full of promise. The promise is neither peculiar to Shia Muslim nor even the entire Islamic Ummah. To the best of my knowledge, the promise of a bright future for humanity and the arrival of a promised savior for promoting justice are universal beliefs that are shared by almost all divine religions across the world. Apart from Islam, Christianity and Judaism, even Hindu faiths such as Buddhism and other religions that most people have not even heard about have informed their fellows of such future in their teachings. In fact, this has provided man with kind of hope throughout history. It is a response to human need for this hope. Divine religions, which often have divine and celestial roots, did not intend to give people false hopes. They all express a reality. There's a reality in the creation of man in the long history of humanity. And that reality is that one day the battle between good and evil is going to result in the defeat of evil and the victory of good.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
After this stage, man's true and pleasant life is going to begin, in which struggle will no longer imply fighting, rather people will struggle for equality in doing righteous deeds. This is a fact that is shared by all religions. One outstanding characteristic of our Shia beliefs is that this denomination has transformed this aspiration and this abstract concept into a concrete reality. In fact, when the Shia are waiting for the arrival of the promised savior, Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salamullah, are not lost in their fantasies, they are searching for a reality. He's alive and living amongst the people. He sees people, he can feel their suffering. Those who are lucky enough have the capacity sometimes to meet him without recognizing him. He's alive. He lives amongst us. He has a name. This is what characterizes our Shia beliefs. And the followers of other faiths who do not believe in this reality have never been able to provide any logical reasons to reject this belief. There are several obvious and strong reasons also accepted by Sunni Muslims, which are a testimony to that existence of this exalted servant of Allah. All those reasons provide evidence that Imam al-Mahdi, may our souls be sacrificed for his sake, is living amongst us. And we are all aware of this characteristics. This is what has been cited in many non-Shia sources as well.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.